Good morning, one and all.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Well, I'm not the worship leader for this morning, but I can't help but want to usurp what he's supposed to do. 我是说我要篡主席的位。I want us to just welcome our dear brother there. 俊培 is with us.
我们欢迎俊培弟兄回来。
Hey, bro, I thought only a new company to stand up. How come you... Just kidding. 新造的人。All right, today we are continuing with the series on Romans.
我们继续的探讨罗马书。
Allow me to read for us the text, chapter 2, verse 17 to 29. I will read in English, and for us who are 看华语的请看投影。But if you call yourself a Jew...and rely on the law, and boast on your relationship to God, and know His will and approve the superior things because you receive instructions from the law. And if you are convinced that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an educator of the senseless, a teacher of little children, because you have in the law essential features,of knowledge and of truth. Therefore, you who teach someone else, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who tell others not to commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, dishonor God by transgressing the law.For just as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. For circumcision has its value if you practice the law. But if you break the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcised man obeys the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision?And will not a physically uncircumcised man who keeps the law judge you who, despite the written code and circumcision, transgress the law? For a person is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision something that is outward in the flesh, but someone is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is one of the heart by the Spirit,and not by the written code. The person's praise is not from people, but from God. Let us pray. Father, Lord, this morning as we read your word, and as we enter into a time of meditating upon what you have inspired the Apostle Paul to write, and for us this day to reflect upon,We ask, O Lord, that your Spirit be in our midst. Help those that need to share and also to interpret. And also be with us as we listen and as we listen to your voice. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, since the first Sunday...The church launched a sermon series on Romans. We have up to this point read 61 verses of what Paul has written in this letter.
从第一个主日我们开始探讨罗马书的讲道系列，我们已经看了保罗所写的61段经节。
And so if 61节的经文
，sorry.
And so if I were to request of us to make a description of Paul based on what we have read so far, what would your version be?
如果我请求大家描述一下我们至今看过的经节，你会有什么感想呢
？Based on the verses that we have read,
基于我们读到的经文
，It seems to me that Paul is someone who, instead of sorting important matters out in a calm fashion,
依我看，保罗呢，与其很冷静的来处理重要的课题
，He is someone that would just heat up until the point of eruption as he dwells.On a heavy going subject.
他是会变得情绪越来越高昂，越来越激动。
You see, Paul in writing about the human weaknesses launched words of attack beginning from the second half of chapter 1.
保罗从第一章下半段开始他的责备。
The intensity of his attack only increased as he writes.
而这责备变得越来越严厉。
The way he opens the second chapter is by saying, "Therefore, you are without excuse."
第二章一开始就写到，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。
And as he writes on, and by the time that he comes to the verses that we read this morning,
而到了今早的经文，
we find these words in verse 24.
我们在二十四节中读到。
The name of God is being blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
神的名在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎。
The way Paul went about chiding just got more stern and harsh as he goes.
保罗的责备变得更严厉和苛刻。
Now let's shift our gaze from Paul to the recipients of the letter.
让我们把视线从保罗身上转移到受他责备的人。
As we hear this word, it's only natural for us to start scratching our heads and wonder what had they done, what kind of sins has they committed in order to have such harsh words from Paul.
读到这些，我们自然会问，领受保罗这番责备的人，他们到底犯了什么罪？
But I'd like to quickly refer us to two other verses in the letter.
我们先来看两节经文。
And I believe that we will begin to form a rather different opinion of Paul and his recipients.
我相信我们会对保罗和他的听众有不同的认识。
First of all, I thank God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is proclaimed throughout the world.
首先我借着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信心传遍了天下。
Paul wrote this verse a few lines before he began talking about the weaknesses of humankind.
保罗是在开始谈论人性的软弱时写了这几行字。
The next one I want to introduce to us towards the end of the letter sounds even better.
下一段听起来更正面。
But I am myself fully convinced about you, my brothers and sisters, that you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another.
我自己深信你们是满有良善，充满了诸般的知识，也能彼此教导。
It appears that Paul actually held high regards, in fact, very high regards of his recipients.
保罗似乎对这些人有着崇高的敬意。
And it would be altogether strange and inconsistent for Paul to be reprimanding them so harshly between these two verses that we have just read.
所以在这两段赞扬的经文中间，他如此严厉的责备他们，看起来很奇怪和不符。
Furthermore,
此外，
when we turn to the portion of the letter where Paul dealt directly with the issues that caused grievances in the church,
当我们看到保罗如何处理在教会中的纷争，
we read of issues that are just way less serious as compared to the ones that are mentioned here.
这些问题似乎比今早的经文中相比之下似乎没有那么严重。
The crime mentioned here are stealing.
这里提到的罪行包括盗窃，
adultery，
通奸，
sacrilege，
亵渎，
which are all moral and religious sin that was spoke against in the Ten Commandments.
是十诫中所提到的道德和宗教的罪。
The actual issue that caused grievances in the Roman Church, on the other hand, appear to be something rather different.
真正引起罗马教会的纷争的似乎是一些不同的因素。
The folks back then,
当时的人民，
and especially the Jewish Christian in the church,
特别是犹太基督徒，
were struggling over issues such as whether certain edible things should be included into their breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu.
为是否能吃某些食物，应不应该把某些食物纳入早餐、午餐和晚餐里？
And whether certain day of the week should be regarded as more holy in comparison to the others.
以及在一周内某一天是否比较神圣而烦恼。
And the differences in opinion over such things develop into quarrels.
这些对这些事项的不同见解演变成纠纷。
And a situation of disunity in the church.
甚至造成了教会中的不团结。
And so, even if we were to just stretch the definition of sin a bit,
所以即使我们把罪的定义延伸
and regard disunity as religious sin，
延伸到把不团结成为了很像一种罪。
There's just not a trace of moral sin such as Paul listed in this chapter。
在这里真的无法看到保罗所列出的严重的罪。
And so when we put side by side Paul's words of commendation, the actual issue that he needed to solve, and the accusation launched in this chapter, we see a mismatch.
当我们把保罗表扬他们的话呢，他需要解决实际的问题和他的责备拼排在一起，很明显的看到之间的不吻合。
We also see a Paul who is unnecessarily critical and even jittery.
同时也可能认为保罗是对过于的批判为小事而战战兢兢的人。
Well, I don't know about us.
我不知道大家。
But for myself, this mismatch has been something that has troubled me for quite a long while, actually.
这件事让我感到了困惑。
Every time when I turn to the book of Romans, this mismatch just caused puzzlement.
当我翻到罗马书时，这个不吻合就让我感到很困惑。
And I have to confess that I did not get to sort it out till I need to prepare this morning's sharing.
一直都没机会好好的来探讨。
I believe the correct way to read Paul should go something like this.
以下是我对保罗以上所说的经文的见解。
Paul，
保罗
，the learned apostle，
一位很有博学的使徒。
Who claims that the way to be like a nursing mother in the way when he handles the Christian in Thessalonica?
声称他对帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒就如哺乳的母亲。
A person like him just couldn't be unnecessarily harsh when he moves from Thessalonica to the church in Rome.
所以像他这样的人，不可能无谓的苛刻的去对待罗马的基督徒。
And starting from the second half of chapter 1 where he spoke against the unrighteousness of the Gentiles.
从第一章的后半段开始，当他说到外邦人的不义。
And all the way into chapter 2 till chapter 3 verse 20 where the subject matter became the Jews.
从第二章到三章二十节，当主题转移到犹太人的身上。
Paul wasn't chiding his recipients.
保罗不是在责备他的听众。
He was in fact using the inability of both group of people to achieve righteousness in a general sense to bring across the point that it takes the gospel, in fact, it takes God's direct involvement to help one to stand righteous before God. That was what he was doing.
他是在说这两组人都不能凭自己在上帝面前得公义的共同点来强调他们都需要福音需要上帝的直接参与和帮助才能够在神面前显得公义
And so if we ever use Romans chapter 2 verses over here to think how bad Christian can probably get
所以如果我们来用罗马书第二章来设想基督徒会演变成怎么样
then we probably understood Paul wrongly
我们就可能就误解了这段经文
Paul wasn't at all being harsh towards his recipients.
保罗并没有过分的来谴责。
The harshness in his content was a rhetorical device to help the Roman church to in turn see how beautiful, wonderful, and needed the gospel actually is.
他的责备是一种修辞手段，帮助罗马基督徒察觉到福音对犹太和非犹太人都是如此的美丽、奇妙和他们所迫切需要的。
In the eyes of the Jews,
对于犹太人
the world only make up of Jews and Gentiles. That's all.
世界只有分两种人，犹太人跟他们。
They do not know Singaporean, Malaysian, Korean, whatever.
在他们眼中也没有其他国度的人。
And so when Paul used these two groups to talk about the gospel,
当保罗用这两组人来说福音的时候
，I should say their weakness and their and that they need the gospel.
用他们的软弱还有就是强调他们都需要福音。
He's saying that everybody under the sun, whoever they are, need the gospel.
他是在说我们所有的人都是需要福音的。
The Jews, however, would not readily see that they need the gospel.
但是犹太人并不把福音看为这么重要。
And the reason is plain.
很明显的。
They have the law and the mark of circumcision.
因为他们有律法和割礼。
Now, I don't think, you know, many of us would find the first five books of Moses to be very captivating.
我相信不会有太多人对摩西五经感到特别着迷。
Especially the many, many pages after the story about the chariots of Egypt turned into homes for fishes and other sea creatures.
特别是从埃及的战车被水淹没后的数篇章。
Yet, would it not be correct to say that at the time when Paul wrote this letter,
然而在保罗写这份书信的时候
somewhere around 55 to 60 AD,
在公元55至60年之间
one can find nothing better than the Old Testament in helping a person to know God and to worship Him.
对于一个希望认识和敬拜神的人，没有什么比旧约律法更有帮助的。
And this is so simply because the Old Testament came from God.
这是因为旧约来自上帝。
Yes, you can say it's through the hands of the prophet, but it came from him.
是从上帝而来的。
And through the Old Testament, God talked about himself, and he also conveyed the statutes and the requirements.
在旧约中，神透露了关于自己他的律法和对人的要求。
The law also contains and reflects the will and the heartbeat of God.
律法也包含了和体现出神的旨意。
His purposes for humankind.
他对人的旨意。
And the necessary boundaries to observe so that people doesn't get into trouble or get others into trouble.
和必要划分的界限，以防人犯罪。
It also contains words of wisdom.
它也包含了智慧。
Not only on how to play fair, but how to be a greater blessing to one's neighbors and society.
不仅是如何公平对待他人，还有如何祝福社群。
And most importantly,
最重要的是
for the Jews,
对于犹太人
the law declared God's goodwill in electing and embracing them.
律法传达了神对他们的拣选
calling them to be His people,
和称他们为他的子民。
The best guidebook on how to know God and worship Him up to the time when Paul wrote, God placed it in the hands of none others but the Jews.
如何来认识敬拜神，直到保罗写这封书信时，神从一开始就把他亲自交在犹太人手中。
And apart from the law,
除了律法
the Jews also find confidence through circumcision.
犹太人也从割礼中得到信心。
The permanent physical mark on their bodies to categorically demonstrate that they are special in the eyes of God.
在肉体上留着永久的标记，以表明他们在上帝眼中是特别的。
Once again, it's a sign given to no other people group on earth but the Jews.
再次，这是一个给予犹太人专属的标记。
And let me risk by throwing in one other reason for them to have great confidence that salvation will certainly be theirs.
让我再说出一个让他们有如此巨大信心，救恩肯定属于他们的理由。
Paul did not mention this one in his letter, probably because it's not a mark of Judaism like the other two.
保罗并没有提出这点，也许是因为这不是犹太信仰的一部分。
Yet I really suspect that this was at the back of the mind of the Jews.
然而我非常肯定犹太人脑海里一定都会这么想。
Many generations has come and go since the Israel were entrusted with the law in the wilderness.
经过很多代的祖先。
The number would be even greater if our count is based on circumcision.
如果我们是说受割礼的那个这个数目会更多。
The mark of covenantal relationship since Abraham.
就是一个标记的约。
And through the many generations,
经历过这么多代
where they often prove to be faithless with their disobedience,
犹太人往往被证明是不顺服上帝的。
To the point where they were removed from the promised land,
直到他们从应许之地被驱走。
One thing did not change.
然而一件事并没有改变。
God remained faithful and did not disown them.
神仍然信实，没有放弃他们。
They even regained the promised land after the days of captivity.
他们甚至在囚禁的日子后重返应许之地。
In other words, God, in being faithful, was patient with them.
换句话说，神耐心地对待他们，也同时体现出他的信实。
He gave them all the time under the sun to grow and refine their faith.
神给了他们时间在信仰中成长。
With all this.
当我们看到这些
Paul could have lengthened the list of accusation.
保罗可以延长对他他对犹太人的指控。
He could write a lot more about the Jews. He can write a lot more about the Jews practicing hypocrisy and disobeying the law.
他可以列出他们如何虚伪啊和违背律法。
And the Jews will not even deny what he says. They know their history.
那犹太人不能不否认保罗所说的。
But so what? So what if the accusations are as lengthy as an Oxford dictionary?
不过就算指控再长。
It would not shake a bit of their confidence in thinking that they remain special in God's sight.
也不能动摇他们对于自己的民族是上帝所爱的。
Because to any Jew of that time,
因为对于任何犹太人
，The law that was specially entrusted to them is still sitting in their hands.
那委托给他们的律法仍然在他们的手中。
The mark of covenantal relationship is still applied on their bodies.
立约的关系的标志仍然在他们身体上。
And through their wild days and mad existence, they have a God who simply kept His promise, and He, according to His faithfulness.Is still the God of Israel.
经过一切，他们仍有一位遵守自己诺言承诺的上帝。基于他的信实，因他乃是以色列的神。
Having the law and the mark of circumcision coupled with the faithfulness of God, which expresses itself in terms of loving kindness, patience, forgiveness, etc., the combination looks like a sure formula for spiritual success.
有律法和割礼，加上神的信实。表达在他的慈爱、忍耐、宽恕等方面，看起来似乎是一个必胜的属灵生活。
But we all know that it didn't work.
但我们知道却行不通。
Allow me a digression at this moment on the faithfulness of God.
让我们把视线转移一下。
And after that, I will continue what Paul has to say.
然后我们又回来看保罗所说的。
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们。
The same God and the same faithfulness you and I find in our lives today.
今天我们有同一位信实的上帝。
As Christian, we sing about God's faithfulness.
身为基督徒，我们高唱上帝的信实。
We sing it all the time.
我们常这么唱。
Because God is indeed faithful at all times.
因为他确实是永远信实的神。
But we can perhaps pause and allow ourselves to be reminded on something as we read.Paul's words of accusation.
但是我们或许可以停下来，以这些指责的话提醒自己。
God's faithfulness.
神的信实。
When combined with our human tendencies.
碰上了人类对罪的倾向。
Is capable of producing effect that's far less than helpful.
是能够产生不良的成果。
In the case of the Jews.
对于犹太人。
God's faithfulness combined with a sense of being privileged.
神的信实与他们持有的特权意识
produce a long history of disobedience
产生了一段悖逆的历史。
Although we have to also say that not all Jews were disobedient
虽然我们当然不能说每个犹太人都悖逆了上帝。
And for us in Singapore
在新加坡
where Christians by and large live comfortable lives
基督徒都过着相当舒适的生活。
And a life of faith that is equally comfortable.
信仰生活也相当舒适。
We tend to get complacent in our spiritual quest.
我们往往会自满于我们对于属灵的追求。
And combining combining God's faithfulness with our complacency.
结合神的信实和我们的自满。
We become so-called happily stagnant.
我们可能会在属灵生活中停顿。
In our walk with God.In our pursuit of holiness, we become happily stagnant.
我们在属灵生活中停顿下来。
But let us be reminded as we read Paul's word.
但是今天让我们提醒自己。
That ours is supposed to be a journey where we become more holy.
我们是应该在这个旅程中变得更加圣洁。
More loving.
更有爱心。
More godly.
更像神。
And to be a greater blessing.
成为别人的祝福。
God's calling to the Jew is in no way different.
神对犹太人的呼召也是相同的。
But their sure-win formula for spiritual success didn't work, and they were unable to live up their calling.
但他们对属灵成功的公式不但无效，他们也无法活出神对他们的呼召。
The repeated failure of the Jews throughout biblical history make it clear that the new covenant has to happen.
犹太人在圣经中重复的失败，清楚地表明新的约一定要来临。
Because human beings with all the very best gifts and all the time on earth given to them,
因为人类纵使有最好的恩赐，无限的时间，
would still fall short from becoming truly spiritual people.
仍然无法成为真正属灵的子民。
When Paul says circumcision is of the heart by the Spirit,
当保罗说真割礼是借着圣灵心里的割礼，
he's saying that God,
他是说上帝
need to perform an operation on and also operate in our hearts in order that we will live godly lives.
要在我们的心上和心里动工，我们才能够活出虔诚，让上帝喜悦的生活。
I'd like to share a short story about a boat ride once taken by a missionary.
我想分享一个关于一位宣教士开船的故事。
I hope that the spiritual truth that we meditate upon this morning, something that you and I have actually heard many times over.
希望其中的真理我们虽然已经听过很多遍。
Can by way of this little story gain some freshness and find an even more permanent place in our hearts.
能再次的在我们的生命中找到更永久的地位。
Wilfred Grenfell.
这位 Wilfred Grenfell.
He was a medical missionary in the early part of 20th century who served at Labrador, which is a place located at the eastern part of Canada.
他是在二十世纪初在拉布拉多，位于加拿大东部的一个地方。他是一位医疗宣教士。
And so this medical missionary had to visit a patient who lives on an island one night.
他在夜间得去探访一位住在一个岛屿的病人。
The missionary at that point had a new boat.
当时这位宣教士他有一位一艘新的船。
And so he set off with his new vessel.
他就把这新的船开走。
Grenfell knew the direction to the place that he needed to go.
他知道如何引导船的方向。
But because it was nighttime,
但因为是晚上。
It was dark.
很暗。
So he relied on the compass on the boat to help him get to where he needed to go.
他就完全依靠船上的那个指南针的方向。
After he was out on the water for quite a while,
当他出海一段时间后，
He began to realize that the boat was not, in fact, heading towards any island.
他开始意识到船不是在开往他要去的岛屿。
Instead, it was sailing on waters that was getting more choppy.
相反的，水上的浪越来越大。
He soon discovered that he was actually heading towards the open sea.
他发现他实际上是在往大海航行。
Thankfully, he was able to navigate his way and finally return to the land safely.
庆幸的是，他及时能够把船返回到安全的地方。
The cause that has nearly landed him in grievous danger was discovered the next day.
他差点遇难的原因第二天被发现。
The compass on the new boat was fitted with a screw made of steel instead of brass.
新船上的这个指南针装有钢制。代替了黄铜的螺丝。
And the steel made of screw with magnetic capabilities has attracted the magnetic tip of the compass to itself.
而那由钢制成的螺丝吸引着指南针的磁尖。
And so, by reading such a wrong pointing of the needle, the missionary was lost.
因此因为这样，船就往错的方向行。
Friends, I like to think that the written law in the hands of man is only as good as a compass fitted with a screw made of steel.
在人的手中的律法好比用钢制成的指南针。
The point of reference will be anything and anywhere but God.
他会把目标指向一切除了上帝以外的事物。
But God, the Spirit that dwells and operates in our hearts.
但在我们里面运行的圣灵
，It's like the needle of a compass properly fitted and doing its work.
好比一个正常操作的指南针。
It points only in one direction.
它指出的只有一个方向。
And through doing so, steer us in the right direction in our spiritual pilgrimage.
也同时导航我们在属灵的道路上走向正路。
The compass only points.
指南针只指向。
The compass always points.
它只能指向某个方向。
And points to where God is.
就指向神。
The compass points and it doesn't do all the work.
但这个指南针只能指向正确的方向。
But it tells us at the end of the day where we look towards, where we are to go.
最后它告诉我们能够要往哪儿走。
Yes, the compass only points and it doesn't do all the work.
指南针只能指向而不能够帮我们做完全的做所有的东西。
It doesn't do all the work.